Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
435, Cats News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. It's lovely. It really, really is. It's a little toasty. It's 82. But it's just gorgeous outside. And yeah, we've made it. So congratulations and self high fives all the way around. The not ready for primetime vice president, Kamala Harris, was on the Oprah Winfrey show. Well, let's at least be honest what it was. It was the Oprah Winfrey show. It was not a... I didn't even know how to describe it. I mean, it was Oprah, and all you needed was for Dr. Phil to poke his head out and say that you shouldn't do that. Because I got a feeling that if Dr. Phil were there during this episode of the Oprah show, he would have poked his head out and said, oh, come on now. If you didn't see it or you didn't hear it, well, a couple of things for you. Number one, you really need to sign up to follow me over on X, because I did send it out pretty much in live time. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. Love to have you over there. Jeff Katz Show on X. And then on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. So we've got just a little bit of it. You heard part of it with the gun thing. We'll definitely be talking about that again. But this particular piece is making its way around the interwebs. And the question is she drunk? Is she high? Or is she stupid? There's no fourth option. And that pains me. It does. It pains me to think that she could very well become the president of the United States, and the general consensus of people, and these are not conservative people. These are people who are themselves, perhaps, thinking, well, I should be drunk or stoned or stupid. Then I could be the president of the United States. Well, I just want you to take a listen. It's a little longer than our usual cuts, but you got to hear it all. Cut number 7.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans, understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be. And we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom to make decisions about your own body, freedom to be safe from gun violence, freedom to have access to the ballot box, freedom to be who you are and just be, to love who you love openly and with pride, freedom to just be. And that's who we are. We believe in all that. And so this is a moment where we stand knowing what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against. It's what we're fighting for.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Vice President.
So I was raised in a middle class family, and people in the neighborhood, they liked their lawns. They did. They liked their lawns. And they looked at their lawns and they thought, well, these lawns could be what they want to be. Unburdened by what they had been. And Oprah, can you maybe like kick me so I know when to end? Just nudge my foot, because I memorized all this stuff for the debate, but well, now I'm unburdened by what I had memorized, and I haven't memorized it, but I know I was raised in a middle class family. By the way, she wasn't. It's just one of those tiny little things that I actually know something about. You know, I can tell you a lot of stuff about Montreal, because for the longest time, number one, I love Montreal, and Heidi and I thought seriously about moving there, but that's another story. So where she lived, where her mother and her sister and she lived in Westmount, western port portion of the island, it is a lot of things, but middle class is not. That is up. Scale sort of stuff. Those are wealthy people. So she's just full of crap yet again. But here are your options: drunk, high, or stupid. I wish I could tell you that I am appalled by those choices. I am. But I'm thinking as I listen to her, boy, I could certainly see how somebody says, yeah, I'm going to check box number one. And somebody else is saying, you know, you're missing the fourth option. That's what I thought. You need the fourth option. What explains it to you? And I got into a little dust up online. And said, yeah, you're right. There should be a fourth option. What explains all of this? And they said, it should be all of the above. Ouch! Well, okay. What is it? I don't know. But sure as I'm sitting here, that is not somebody who should be sitting behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And when you talk about the evil billionaires, right? They do a great job of demonizing people who actually work in business. They demonize people for having accomplished things and achieved things. Making their own way. Owning and operating business. Those people, they absolutely attack on a regular basis. But all they need to do is take a look around. They could have looked around at that convention they had in Chicago a couple of weeks back. There were no working people there. Why do you think two-thirds of the members of the Teamsters Union are going to be voting for Donald Trump instead of Kamala Harris? Because working people in this day and age look at the Kamala Harrises, the Joe Bidens, and realize they're just full of crap. Or maybe they're saying, well, I don't know if they're drunk or they're high or they're stupid, but any way you slice it, I don't want any part of them.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Take a listen to cut number one, please.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later. Yeah.
Well, I would certainly hope that the earlier Kamala Harris comes back into play. Cut number two.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from me?
Oh. So she's a gun owner, she says, and if you break into her house, you're getting shot. And then when she was District Attorney of San Francisco and Attorney General of the state of California, she said, hey, I don't give a rat's behind that you are a legal, lawful gun owner and you have that gun safe and secure in the sanctity of your locked home. I am going to march in there and check on it. Boy, I hope she's not marching in and checking on herself, because that doesn't work out, does it? Those two clips are not compatible. It's like the old Sesame Street thing. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. I would ask the vice president, you know, which position she holds right now, but I've got a sneaking suspicion, well, drunk, high, or stupid. Ugh. Talk about a Hobson's choice. Just awful. just awful. All right, I want to remind you about a couple of things coming up. We got some good events coming up. Tomorrow morning in Chesterfield, Chesterfield County Airport, there's a big Chesterfield GOP event, and you're more than welcome to go to it. There's going to be all sorts of fun. And if you've been looking for signs, remember what Kevin Carroll told us yesterday? They've got the signs. So you've been looking for the Donald Trump signs. Apparently, they're going to have a whole bunch of them down there, Hung Cow signs. That'll be great. It is at the Chesterfield County Airport, and you just show up. You don't actually have to register online. You can if you want, but you don't have to, Kevin said. So you show up 9 o'clock in the morning when everybody starts to gather at the Chesterfield County Airport. Governor Youngkin is going to be there. Lieutenant Governor Sears is going to be there. Rob Whitman will be there. All the local folks, you know, Kevin Carroll and Sheriff Carl Leonard and all the good people. I bet you Glenn Sturdivant comes. I'm trying to think who I'm missing. I know I'm missing people, but it should be a good time. Now, next week, G. Van Fleet is coming to town for the Virginia Council. And I have got to tell you, I think it's going to be a marvelous, marvelous discussion. She was great when she visited with us on the show. I mean, she's lived through this. She's seen it up close and personal. And she says we are verging towards communism. So those tickets are over at thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org. And you know, October the 16th, man, we got Politics and Pint number 8. It's me and John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade. Dana Lash is coming in. You don't want to miss, and that's going to sell out probably today. So please head on over to WRVA.com. Get those tickets ASAP. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.